Happy New Year from the Croc Podcast. But we can't officially start the new year without a formal countdown. So we ask all of you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the 2022 first edition of the Croc Podcast. We're going to do things a little different, and we hope that all of you will enjoy it. So without further ado, this is the Croc Podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Iannelli.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to 2022.
Croc Nation, your favorite cancer survivorship bus driver, Dr. Tom Iannelli, Angel Santana, the other side of the glass. Angel, how's that a good way to start a new year?
Can you think of any other way that any other podcast can actually start a program with that? 2022 is here, and it is an honor to be with you, my friend. Let's get it into high gear. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, Angel, you know how I love new things. And this song, this music, is going to basically introduce us to a three-part series about the inspiring and soothing nature of music as it relates to the cancer journey.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. You've had me somewhat prepared. So this is the first time. So maybe because it's a new year, you're preparing me now more and more. So I had an opportunity to listen to this song. And it's really special. And I encourage everyone to definitely take advantage of it. We're going to put a link in the description so they can click and actually listen and also watch the video.
Don't get too comfortable, Angel. I've got to keep you on your toes. You know that. So Croc Nation and my friend Angel and everyone else listening, how many times have you been in a situation where you were nervous and you were had something on your plate and all of a sudden your favorite song comes on or an inspiring song comes on and it lightens your load and it gives you a little bit of a, you start tapping your foot and you start singing along and you're basically get so, now
you know, almost like you're ready for the ball game. You're ready to get out there and kick some butt. And that was the thought that I had when it came to utilizing music in our cancer survivor's journey. I could remember back when I was in school and I would have a big important test to take in medical school, and I'd be in my car. And in those days they had, cassette tapes, not even CDs at that time. And I would put in my Peter Gabriel tape and I would listen to Salisbury Hill, and I'd go in and wrench that test to Kingdom Come. Did you have one of those songs or as well, Angel?
I did. I think for me, believe it or not, it was Eye of the Tiger. I was a big...
Oh, that's a great one. That's very inspiring.
Yeah, I was a big...
That's like Rocky, right? That's
yeah, Rocky. It's just something about Eye of the Tiger, you know?
And then, you know, out of school, into training, and I get, you know, into radiation oncology, and I go to my first Relay for Life, which is a very powerful event for any survivors who haven't done that, all throughout the country. Different venues, different places, different organizations. Sometimes it's at a park, sometimes it's at a school, and it's used to be an overnight. I'm not sure if with coronavirus that still happens, but what they would do is they would, you know, have all the festivities and the stuff for the kids and the food and all the fellowship and all the wonderful thoughts. But they also would have a track that you would do the relay around, and someone from your team, there would be multiple teams coming from different civic organizations, would have someone on the track at all times for that 24 hours to give honor to the cancer patients. And then there would be a survivor lap. And when the survivor lap came on, it would be Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings, absolutely a very tear-jerking song. But, you know, being my first Relay for Life, I never realized how powerful the situation of having survivors together in fellowship and then putting that song on and watching them walk that lap. I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. And that sort of gave me the idea of how can we, the CROC podcast, use music to introduce our survivors to another mechanism to lighten their load, as I said, to give them inspiration, to help them get through another day. And there were a couple of pieces of music that kind of, what would you say, spoke to me. And, you know, back in the 1980s, there was a very famous Broadway play called Rent. And Rent was interesting because it was a story of some bohemian artists down in the East Village. They were sort of living like as either in squalor or actually as squatters. And making their music. There was a film, somebody who did film, there was a professor, there was a musician, a guitarist, and the HIV AIDS situation was just at its peak, and there was no cure in those days. So the entire play, you know, related to the stories of these unfortunate, you know, young, creative, brilliant individuals who were dealing with HIV. And most of the music, you know, there are subplots and whatever, but I think that the two songs that we picked for today's podcast, Seasons of Love and the finale, deal specifically with living in the moment. And just to paint you a picture or give you a teaser, the way the podcast is going to be moving forward the next 2 weeks is we're going to go from inspiring songs. And we're going to speak about these two specifically, go to the lyrics, and you'll listen to it. And we'll also review the lyrics. And then next week, we're going to talk about how music can play a role in your life as a survivor. We will go through an article, and perhaps people who have never made music themselves might be inspired by the article to actually take a music lesson. Or have us help them find a venue where you can learn to make your own music that might help you in your survivorship. And then we're going to end the three-part series with an article that relates to how living in the moment, as these two songs will tell us or teach us, and how important it is to do that and how it could actually help you with your journey. So there are, as I said, Angel, many similarities between 1980s HIV and cancer. Because HIV back in the 1980s, 1990s, before it became a chronic or manageable disease, was pretty much a death sentence. When you had HIV, you were just waiting for yourself to, become very ill and get these opportunistic infections, the same as our cancer survivors. It's an immune disease. Many people believe that cancer has an immune-mediated component to it. And why don't we jump right in, Angel, on some of these lyrics? What do you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So in Seasons of Love, 525,600 minutes. So that's how many minutes that are in a year. If you break life down that way, sometimes it makes it a little bit more poignant. Sometimes it makes it a little bit more understandable. Sometimes it gives you a better opportunity to see what opportunities you're missing by looking too far in the future or going too much into the past, where it's compromising each one of those 525,600 minutes. So if we're stuck in the past or if we're worried about the future, each of those minutes that go by, and they go by fast. I told you I bought an eight timer to make sure we stay, within our 30 minutes. Though each of those minutes are very precious, and it sounds like a lot, 525,600 minutes, but each minute, as everyone knows, goes like lightning. And rather than feeling, if you happen to be feeling good and you're not in pain that moment, or you're with your family or you're enjoying the holidays because we're just coming off the New Year holiday, and you're letting something inhibit or impede that particular moment, there's really not many of those moments available to us in our human lifetime. And as I've always said, cancer is one of those diseases where it takes away that deception or that denial that we're all in about our own mortality. It brings it closer to the right to the surface, right in your face. So especially for cancer survivors, living each of those 525,600 minutes in their entirety to their greatest capacity makes a lot of sense. And then it goes, do you measure these moments in daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee? So think about that. I mean, each of these things seems so, you think you have so many daylights and so many sunsets and so many midnights and so many cups of coffee, but really each one of them is very, very special. And you should absolutely be vested in each one of them and not think that you're guaranteed a million other ones. I know for a fact that, I love watching the sun come up for many reasons. The demons go away and, a new day is starting. My children love sunsets. That's their thing. And, sometimes I don't really pay it much mind, but maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't take for granted the fact that we have a lifetime of sunsets when we really don't. Talks about inches and miles and laughter and strife. Each moment, each smile, each laugh, it's very, very crucial, very, very special, very, very sacred. Would you agree, Angel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something that I have experienced myself on many occasions in different venues, whether it's on a cruise ship, whether it's on a beach, whether it's in the Caribbean. I've seen it, and it never gets old. It just, there's a sense of peace that comes over you.
Absolutely. And when they measure the year, they measure it in minutes. At the end, they try to figure out how do you really measure a year, or how do you measure these moments? And I know this is very nebulous, and we'll talk about this on another podcast as far as the meaning of love as it relates to cancer survivorship. But really, the love that we sow in our life, the love that we reap in our life, the love that we harvest in our life, whether it be with our family members, with our husbands and wives, our children, our pets, our friends, our family, our patients, our coworkers, our neighbors, and even strangers. Just these random events that you mention on your podcast all the time. A special event will occur with someone you've never met before, and it may not be romantic love, but in a sense, there's a love. And I think that's what the meaning of the song is for us to live in the moment, to live in the second and enjoy every second, but also to try to harvest and reap that love in every aspect, whether it be, again, in a more conventional aspect, like a marriage or as a parent or whatever, but also in the not so traditional ways, just, you know, loving the person at Dunkin' Donuts who's giving you, you know, your cold brew in the morning, or a coworker who does something nice for you or does something nice for a patient. I mean, these are some of the things that we're talking about.
Without a doubt. And that's the great thing about the lyrics. And you know what, I'm just, as you were talking about everything, I think I'm going to put that on the description page as well. Because, you know, it's one thing to listen to it. And it's another thing to watch the video, but it's great to actually watch and follow along with the lyrics, because it just has more of that, you know, that huge oomph factor. And you learn to appreciate the song more.
And what my Croc Nation, what's going to happen now is we're going to talk a little bit about the lyrics of the next song, which is the finale of the play. And then we'll sign off and we'll end with you listening to that song. So this is the finale, and I'll read some of the words. And again, we'll comment on the words and what they mean to us and what they can mean for our survivors. So there is no future, there is no past. So as getting back to the other song, you know, living in the moment, right? You're not, you know, what are you going to do about the past? You can't change the past. And worrying about the future, that usually never, you know, what you perceive the future to be seldom is what the future turns out to be. So that's certainly very, you know, accurate in those lyrics. And we have to be thankful that this moment, as the song goes, is not our last. There's only one time that moment will be our last, and that's our last moment. But why waste all those thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and hopefully millions of moments worried about our last moment when it's not upon us? And then the other thing it goes into, again, it talks about there is only us, really. There's only this, what we have in front of us. I'm seeing Angel's beautiful face right now. I have my dogs around me, my wife. You know, that's this. This is very important stuff, and you can't take that stuff for granted. And then the other thing is you have to take the regrets, and you have to rid yourself of the burden, the albatross of what we call regrets. You can't have any regrets. We all make mistakes, but we can't let that, you know, hang around our necks like a noose or have to pay for these regrets every second of our life. We need to leave them behind. They can't follow us like a shadow. And then we can't control our destiny. We can trust our soul, but our goal is just to be. We just have to be, just be. And finally, one of the things, again, in similarity to AIDS and HIV with cancer, you know, one of the things everyone always tells me they're concerned about is, will I lose my dignity? Will someone care? Will there be someone to care for me, you know, when I'm not able to take care of myself? And will I wake tomorrow? Will I be around tomorrow from this nightmare? And what a beautiful, beautiful, what beautiful words, what an inspiring song. And before we sign off, Angel, I just want to let the viewers know that one of my first montages, so we would put the pictures of all the great cancer survivors and put them to music. When I put this montage, my first montage to this song, I mean, it was so powerful that everyone was so moved by it. But when you listen to the words, that's going to actually move you even further into appreciation. Your thoughts, Angel?
I just think, you know, as somebody who has never seen Rent, and thanks to you, I've had basically like a culture shock for me, because I never really gave it a chance. And now I'm in the middle of getting ready to watch the performance from start to finish on the couple of days off that I'm going to have, especially, you know, with just the two songs, you know, you said, "Hey Angel, listen to them." And I gotta be honest, you know, you when any time somebody gives you a recommendation, you always go, "Okay, I hope I like it." It hooks you from the minute you hear the first verse, not even the first word. And the same goes for the ending. I'm just so grateful that we had an opportunity to do an episode today about this and to share with our Croc Nation the start and finish of this episode, because I think they're going to come away with something very heartfelt.
And for exactly. That, and again, the whole point of this podcast is, you know, listen to inspiring music. Mm-hmm. May it uplift you. May it make your legs start shaking. May it make you start singing and dancing. May it lighten your heart from fear and worry, and listen to the words, because they really do mean something. And again, next week, we're going to actually give you all an opportunity. I'll give you a little peek on how we're going to, the Croc Podcast is going to give you options and give you actually directly help you make your own music, which I think is going to be very therapeutic. So I really look forward to that. And then I really look forward to reviewing the article on Living in the Moment, which is going to be wonderful. Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin. Thank you as always.
Likewise, my friend. Happy New Year.
My little 8 timer says 19 minutes and 47 seconds. So that'll give us about 7 minutes for the music to play. And I think I should have done my job for the day. As I end each podcast, on behalf of Angel Santana and myself and the board of directors, always, every single cancer survivor out there, whether you listen to the show or not, you have our love, you have our prayers, you have our thoughts are with you. We wish you a long, healthy, happy, cancer-free life. God love you. God be with you. God protect you. Peace.
There is no future. There is no past. Thank God this moment's not the last. Yours to miss. No.